Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. In our segments over the past few months, Dr. Husing has been comparing and contrasting Riverside County with San Bernardino County in terms of new U.S. Census Bureau statistics. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. This morning, Dr. Husing is going to compare Riverside County's and San Bernardino County's tax bases. And remember, when Dr. Husing references Riverside and San Bernardino, he's talking about the counties, not the cities.
We said in an earlier program that Riverside County, in terms of income metrics, is stronger than San Bernardino County, whether it is median income or it is average income or it is total income. Just to put the total number back in context, $76.8 billion total household income in Riverside, 69.5 in San Bernardino.
Okay.
Now, when we look at the tax base, which is what people in government are very interested in, what do we find? What we find is a surprise that Riverside County is not performing as well as San Bernardino County, either in sales taxes or in property tax base. Quite a surprise given the fact that you have higher prices in housing, you have more income both per family as well as overall. So what do we see? Well, let's look at the local sales tax base. Going first to San Bernardino County, the total amount of taxable sales for the cities and the incorporated areas in 2016 was $37 billion. That was 7.8% more than in Riverside County, where it was $34.1 billion. So San Bernardino County, round figures, had $3 billion more in sales taxes, despite having less income within the county than you found in Riverside.
There aren't higher taxes.
No, it's not the tax rates. No. It's just the volumes are higher. San Bernardino, the peak prior to the recession was 31.3, and that grew by 5.7 billion to get up to 37. That's an 18.3% growth rate in retail sales taxes. Now, if I'm in the government and I'm going to collect sales taxes based upon those volumes of numbers, what I'm going to see is they will have gone up faster than inflation, because inflation in the period was 17.2%. So up 18.3, 17.2 change in prices. The local governments benefited by 1.1% more than inflation. It gave them more purchasing power in 2016 than they had back at the peak.
Okay.
So that puts them in pretty good shape. Now, what about Riverside County? From 2006 to 2016, it grew $4.3 billion. So San Bernardino grew 5.7. Riverside grew only 4.3. The growth rate gain was 14.5%.
That's the tax growth rate, okay.
The sales taxes on it would have gone up 14.5, but inflation, again, was 17.2, so it was below inflation by 2.7%.
Huh.
So San Bernardino's local government and unincorporated areas going to the county government, actually you saw a greater expansion than inflation. Riverside has not yet exceeded its former level.
What's behind that?
Honestly, I don't know. It could be Coachella Valley, maybe some lagging because of sales taxes coming from people moving in for tourism. Maybe that's an issue. I don't know. It could be that people higher income people are commuting and spending more of their income in the coastal counties. Or it could be people from Riverside coming to San Bernardino County, and I think this is the most likely answer, to spend their money at places in San Bernardino County, such as Victoria Gardens.
Yeah, yeah. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.